Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, beautiful brains. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. This is your girl Sienna Cruz, and let's talk about something that trips us all up sometimes more than a spilled latte on a fresh white tea. Perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for an impossible standard, chasing this mythical perfect version of yourself? You know, the one who never messes up, always looks flawless, and somehow accomplishes everything with effortless grace. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But here's the thing. Perfectionism is a sneaky little gremlin that can seriously sabotage your happiness and hold you back from living your best life. So today, we're diving deep into understanding this beast, exploring why it lurks in our minds, and most importantly, how to break free from its grip. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you slay the perfectionism dragon. First, let's get real about what perfectionism actually is. It's not about striving for excellence, which is awesome. We all want to do our best work, right? But perfectionism is more like this relentless pursuit of flawlessness, this unshakable belief that anything less than perfect is a total failure. Second, perfectionism often stems from deep-seated fears. We might be afraid of judgment, rejection, or not living up to expectations both our own and those placed on us by others. It's like we're trying to build this invisible fortress around ourselves to protect against any potential pain. But here's the catch. That fortress can also trap us, preventing us from truly connecting with others and embracing vulnerability, which is where true strength and growth lie. Third, perfectionism often manifests in negative self-talk. Ever find yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or this isn't perfect, so it's worthless? You know those inner critic voices that can be downright brutal? Yeah, those are the whispers of perfectionism trying to sabotage your confidence and keep you stuck in a cycle of self-doubt. Fourth, remember this. Progress over perfection. Celebrate the small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and give yourself grace for the missteps. Because let's face it, everyone messes up sometimes. It's how we learn and grow. Trying to be perfect all the time sets us up for disappointment and prevents us from enjoying the journey. Finally, embrace imperfection as a strength. It's what makes us human and unique. Those little flaws, those moments of oops, they tell our story and add depth to our experiences. So instead of trying to erase them, let's learn to accept them, laugh at them, and even celebrate them. Think about that time you tried baking a cake and it ended up looking more like a volcano than a masterpiece. That's okay. You probably had a blast in the kitchen, learned some valuable lessons, and maybe even created a delicious, albeit unconventional, treat. Remember, it's not about the outcome, it's about the journey, the laughter, the learning, and most importantly, being kind to yourself along the way. Now, let me share a quick story that perfectly illustrates this point. I once had this friend, Sarah, who was an absolute whiz at everything she did. She excelled in school, landed her dream job, and even competed in marathons all while maintaining this flawlessly curated Instagram feed that made everyone else feel like they were falling short. But behind that picture-perfect facade, Sarah was secretly drowning in anxiety and pressure to maintain this impossible standard. One day, she confessed to me that she felt exhausted by the constant striving for perfection and wished she could just relax and enjoy life without feeling so overwhelmed. That's when we had a heart-to-heart about embracing imperfection and realizing that true happiness comes from living authentically, not from chasing an illusion of flawlessness. So, remember, beautiful brains, perfectionism is a liar. It tries to convince us that success depends on being perfect, but that's simply not true. Real joy, real fulfillment, it comes from showing up as our authentic selves, embracing our imperfections, and celebrating the messy, beautiful journey of life. Now go out there, let your freak flag fly, and remember, you are enough just as you are. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of people who support each other in breaking free from dopamine addiction and living more fulfilling lives. Until next time, stay brilliant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.